What is going on, everybody? Welcome to a special episode of the Jabcast. This is our Halloween special. I am joined once again by my two lovely, lovely co-hosts, Jared and Alec. How are you guys doing?
Great.
I'm in the Halloween spirit. Ready to get spooky. Yeah.
Spooky season, man.
Spooky season. You know what? I've gone the whole month without hearing that until I just said it myself.
Nice.
That's been the bane of my existence for the last like 4 years, just hearing that phrase, and I just said it myself the last day of the month.
Good job.
Out of it. The so cusp of getting by, and I sullied it myself.
You know how people are always like, man, Christmas just doesn't feel the same anymore.
Yeah.
Waiting for the person who's so into Halloween to be like, man, Halloween just not the same.
Yeah, I know.
It's just me getting older or what?
Yeah. What is this? There's no charm anymore.
Yeah. I actually, me and Emma we went out somewhere and they have a jukebox and they had a sign on it that said, it's spooky season. If you play a Christmas song, I'm turning off the jukebox and everyone's going home. I was like, wow, all right. But yeah, so like, what are some of your typical Halloween traditions that you guys still do or used to do when you guys were younger? Like, I carve pumpkins every year. I didn't do it this year because I'm still trying to get settled into my apartment, but normally that's something that I would always do.
Wait, do they even have, like, this might sound really stupid, but I'm gonna say it anyway. Do they grow pumpkins in Florida?
I haven't seen a pumpkin patch, but there's places. There's a place right up the road that is it's sponsored by the Humane Society, and all the proceeds go to Hillsborough County Humane Society. And it's just like half of a grocery store parking lot is just full of pumpkins.
Okay.
And they say like a shipment, a pickup truck comes and drops off a ton of them every morning.
Gotcha.
Obviously not anymore, but
yeah.
I mean, yeah. I haven't seen a pumpkin patch. If that's what you're asking.
Yeah, I think that was I just worded it wrong. Cause like the way I'm thinking, cause around here, like people, there are just fields of pumpkins.
Like, yeah. Like you can go and they like give you the hedge trimmers and you just go cut it off this vine and you take your pumpkin.
Yeah.
I have not seen anything like that down here yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you guys like do stuff like that, or did you do stuff like that?
I haven't done anything like that in a couple years. The only thing I've done is like dress up, and this is the first year I haven't dressed up I guess ever.
Jeez, man,
that sucks.
Halloween really isn't the same anymore.
Yeah, yeah. What happened?
We never really did too much. We would carve pumpkins and just like let them sit on the porch. Where I lived, we like live in the woods, so we didn't really have many like trick or treaters come to our house. But we would go like around town and get candy and stuff. That's really about it. Just the average stuff. There is a massive collection of really embarrassing Halloween pictures of me in like my costume. When it's Batman one year.
Yeah.
It was not a great Batman costume. What else did I go as? I went as a ninja one time and I couldn't get like the wrap to stay on my face, so I just looked like a kid in like a
Yeah. I always had similar experiences with that. I would see the costume, I'd get obsessed with it, and then I'm like really like weird with how things feel on my face and everything and like how it fits on my body. And basically every year there'd be something that irritated me with the costume that I wouldn't realize until after I bought it,
right. Which
makes sense, but I'd never try it on. And you'd think I'd learn, like even looking at it, I'd be like, well, that annoyed me last year. And I'd always buy costumes with masks and I'd wear the mask for 5 minutes and then just take it off and carry it. So yeah, that's what I always did. The only time I ever wore a mask the entire time, this is probably my best costume. I kept my I guess it was a tux from not homecoming, not prom. It was just like a eighth grade school dance. I forget what they called it. So I kept that, and then I got that, you know, those horse masks that used to be all the rage.
Oh, yeah.
Horse mask. So I just put that on over the suit and I just walked around saying horseman for president.
Man.
Actually, I still have that. I know right where it's at. I'm not going to get it out though, but
yeah, you are. Go get that.
All right. All right. You guys keep talking.
I had a really funny story, but now I can't remember it.
I bet you both would be able to guess what I was 9 times out of 10 for Halloween.
This is actually tough because I can never tell with you.
I lied. I threw it away.
Oh,
I just remembered I threw it away recently. Yeah.
Yeah. I was saying to Ben, I guarantee that you guys probably could guess what I was for Halloween a number of times.
I'm going to end up saying something and you're going to be like, oh no, it was something totally like completely different.
Yeah. You really don't need to think that hard.
Well, give us an age range.
Like all the way through college. Like I did it.
Oh, really?
I even did it in college. Like walked around campus.
You've done this multiple times, the same costume.
Yeah, I've done it.
A hockey player?
Yeah, exactly. I've been a hockey player for probably every other college.
That's so cheating because you are a hockey player.
Yeah, but I'd like put the gloves on, the helmet, and the jersey and walk around.
Yeah, like you do at hockey practice.
Yeah, 100%. That's exactly what I would do.
I was a college student.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. You did that for 4 years.
That was always my thing. In high school, we had like one day where they let us dress up for Halloween, and I would just show up in my regular clothes and I'd be like, "Oh, I'm Ben Wayman today."
That guy. Yeah. I was Ben Tui once for Halloween.
That's really funny.
That's amazing.
I printed out a picture of his face and put it on like a Jason Voorhees mask, and then cut the eyes out.
That's really funny.
And like wore clothes that he would wear.
That's amazing.
And I didn't tell him. I didn't tell anybody what it was gonna be, and I showed up with his mask on. He was so pissed.
Oh, man. Alec, what you described wearing the hockey thing around when you're already a hockey player is like the perfect like college like thing. Like that is Halloween in college is, I mean, obviously you guys know. But obviously it's the weekend here at school, so all kinds of parties and pictures and stuff. And Quinn, I don't know if I can say this, but yesterday was keg crawl here at York College. And obviously everyone like went to like show off their costumes, and most people just dressed up in like normal clothing. So I don't want to like pick on any specific people, but some girls, they went and they're like, "Oh, I'm someone from Hooters." And they were just wearing like a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, original. Trying to think of my most original costume.
One time I was, while you're thinking of that, one time I guess this can segue us into the next one, if you guys are willing.
Yeah.
My dad spent like 4 hours painting my face so I could look like Gene Simmons from Kiss.
That's awesome.
That was probably, I was like six. I had no idea who Gene Simmons was. I just wanted to carry on a guitar.
I think mine was my freshman year of college. I was a Powerpuff Girl.
What?
Yep. I dressed up as a Powerpuff Girl to go out.
Do you have a picture of that?
I could not find one. I guarantee somebody that I went to school with has one, but I don't know where it is.
I had a buddy in high school who I don't really talk to anymore. He and I went as Mario and Luigi. He basically looked like me, but taller.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, dude, like this is, we got to, this is perfect here. I think I put it in the outline. Did that post?
No.
There's a big blank space.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Oh yeah, that's nice.
I'm not wearing the gloves because I forgot to put them on. I had them there, I just forgot to put them on. But yeah,
the drip is godly. Oh,
beautiful.
Thanks.
The boots. Yo, I didn't know Luigi had on Jordans.
Yeah, he forgot to get boots. Jordans. Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah. So like, going out, what are you like, what's the first thing that you want to put in your bag or pillowcase? First off, did you take a bag or were you like a pillowcase kid on Halloween?
Once I found out how, well, it's kind of like a mind game because you think you're going to get more candy with the pillowcase, but you really don't.
No.
Like the pail, like the pumpkin head or whatever you get, the jack-o'-lanterns, like that's still gonna fill up. And once you get that, like you're done. Like, but the amount of time it takes to fill that jack-o'-lantern is the same amount of time that you're gonna be done with the pillowcase anyway.
Probably.
But I still did take the pillowcase because I was like, well, one in Rome.
Yeah, I took the pillowcase because when I started taking the pillowcase the year before, I filled up the pail like 2-3 times and just came back and dumped it out and went back out.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, this is ridiculous. So then I just started taking a pillowcase. That's kind of how I did it. But I would crush the Reese's and Kit Kats out of it all the time. The first thing I would throw right into the candy bowl to give away to other people was all the bags of candy corn.
Yeah, get that candy corn shit out of here. Ben, what did you do? Were you a pail guy or a pillowcase guy?
No, real ones would carry a bucket and then have their mom carry a larger bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my. We each had designated buckets. I have three siblings, so we each had like our own like special bucket, and then my mom would carry around like a larger bag. This is gonna sound really weird, but this one place we went would give us apples, and they were huge, and I would always look forward to it every year, just getting this huge apple that was 4 days to eat. But
Ben's a healthy treat kind of guy.
If we're talking candy, Kit Kats and Twix are like the two. I'm not a big chocolate guy, but like those are the two that I will eat consistently.
You know what the only candy that I would eat? The only time I would eat this candy is on Halloween, and it was the like bite-sized Crunch bars.
Yeah,
I never eat Crunch bars until like it's Halloween. I don't know why.
The SpongeBob gummy patties.
Yeah. I eat those too much. I'm eating those year round.
Those like did not exist somehow, like in my town, but someone always had them on Halloween, so it was like they were like the best thing ever.
I always liked because like you can get a Twix just like at Walmart and as you're checking out, stuff like that. I always like the ones that, not that they're rare, but there's like the Halloween candy stuff, so like Laffy Taffy and Nerds, I always love getting. Yeah. Again, you can get those at the store, but like you have to buy them in bulk, like in the candy section. You can't like just buy one piece of Laffy Taffy for I don't know, 20 cents or whatever. So that type of stuff I always liked. You guys ever like as a kid, you really liked something at one point, and that your parents use that to like identify you for the next 10 years?
Yeah.
There was a house in my neighborhood, like right around the corner, and they gave me a Butterfinger, and I, for some reason, I ate it like as I was walking away from the house, and it was like so good that I immediately turned around and asked for another one. They gave me another one, and then I just wanted to go home after that, and I went home and I ate it, and all I could do was talk about the Butterfinger. So they went and bought me Butterfingers, and they're like, yeah, Jared just loves Butterfingers. And I don't think I ever ate another one for 15 years. And like a couple years ago, my parents were like, yeah, like you love Butterfingers. I'm like, I can't remember the last time I had one. They're like, no, but you loved them. You just kept going back to the house. I was like, but when was the last time I had one? So yeah, I was like the Butterfinger kid for a while, and I ate like five of them in my entire existence.
Yeah.
I also recently learned there's cornflakes in those things.
Oh.
Butterfingers? Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, kind of to bring our Halloween conversation into Jabcast world and mash it up. What are some of like your top Halloween movies? And also some of your like, this is corny and I don't want to watch it.
So I am not a big fan of holiday movies at all. I just like they're inherently gimmicky. Like their gimmick is being Halloween. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I prefer ones that are like more subtly attached to it than like, this is Halloween and here we go.
So but basically any Disney Halloween movie falls into your cheesy Halloween.
Yeah. Yeah. Is- like Halloween Town and.
That's the best movie of all time.
No, I
sit here and listen to you try.
I can't get into it. And Hocus Pocus.
I know I can't stand Hocus Pocus. Everyone's gonna hate me for it, but yeah, I don't
know. I'm with you. I just can't get behind that stuff. It's not technically a movie, it's a show, but it's like the runtime is a movie, and we've talked about it before. Over the Garden Wall. I think that's like a perfect I think it's a perfect show, but you could watch it as a movie, and I think it's perfect Halloween media to me.
Yeah, I'll agree with that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think agree with Jared. I don't like movies and shows like point out that it's like Halloween and like just use that as an excuse to like make a plot happen.
Yeah,
so around Halloween I'll just watch like horror movies. It's always nice to go back and watch like some of the older like cornier horror movies. I really like watching the first Scream movie around Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one actually takes place on or near Halloween.
Yeah.
But it kind of like gets a pass. It's like actually decent. I was about to say that I like watching the A24 horror movies, but like I can't like watch those too many times because it just pains me.
And that's something else that I wanted to ask. Like all horror movies aren't Halloween movies.
Yeah, yeah.
But all Halloween movies are horror movies.
No.
That's not right either.
That's not true either. Because, you know, Halloween Town, whew, chills.
That's a real reason I don't watch it. Nightmares.
No, but even more specific, is Nightmare Before Christmas a Halloween movie? Or is it a Christmas movie?
A Halloween movie.
Yeah.
It is?
I think the director said it is.
The entire movie?
It seems like it can almost double as both.
Yeah, I mean, you could definitely watch it around Christmas because it also has Christmas themes.
I don't know.
But it has Halloween themes and Halloween characters, so I think it's got the one up there.
You think it's because I would consider Halloween mainly because the main characters are like the Halloween Town characters, even though that's not what it's called, right? It's not called
Halloween. I forget what it's called. It's not Halloween Town, but yeah.
What?
Like the town they're from?
Where they live.
Yeah, I have no idea. It's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while. I kind of want to know about staying with A Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, it is called Halloween Town.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's weird.
Halloween Town is a town within a holiday world solely based on Halloween. It's the main setting of Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah.
What do you think would have happened if he walked into like the Easter tree?
Probably not a lot.
Like if he really want if they really wanted to, could they make you think making sequels of Jack just going into different trees, stealing other holidays?
Maybe.
Think they could theoretically pull that off if they really wanted to.
It's gonna sound so dorky, but there's not a lot of lore in Easter that's not just like Jesus, you know what I mean?
Rabbit.
Like Christmas, you have like Santa and elves and things like that, and the reindeer. But Easter, you really just have
the bunny.
Jesus and then a bunny. Yeah.
Well, like there was a bunch of those trees, right?
Yeah, it's been a while. I just recently while Alex doing that, and we're still on horror movies. I just recently watched two Tim Burton ones that I actually really liked. I don't even know if you can consider Edward Scissorhands. I really don't think that's a Halloween movie, so I'll skip that. But I think Beetlejuice is.
Oh yeah, Beetlejuice. I would say is a Halloween movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a lot of fun.
All
and
right,
that's the thing where it's not like, ew, we're Halloween.
All right, so I just pulled up this picture, and I'm guessing that it's Halloween, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Christmas, Valentine's Day, Thanksgiving, and 4th of July, maybe?
4th of July?
Yeah, I can't tell. It looks like a red box with a bunch of stars on it.
I think A Nightmare Before 4th of July is just a terrorist attack.
Oh my God, yeah. Alex, send me that picture. Or what did you Google to find it?
I just Googled Nightmare Before Halloween. Nightmare Before Christmas trees. and like they came, they kind of came up like the group of all of them.
Oh, these are like real trees. Oopsie.
To break the silence.
Yeah, there's a couple of like real trees. I know I could pull my resident expert Emma Zevny out of the bedroom and have her comment because this is one of her favorite movies of all time.
Is it like the, like they just have like big symbols right in front of them?
Copy. Oh, no, copy link.
Yeah. Download. Yeah, I'm looking at the thing you're looking at. What is the?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
The box with the stars. So yeah, Independence Day. It's a firecracker.
Yeah, that's what I kind of thought. Nightmare Before 4th of July. Nightmare Before St. Patrick's Day. What do you think? Like, how do you think some of these movies would end up? Like, what's Jack Skellington gonna do? Steal all the beer?
Nightmare Before St. Patrick's Day is just the Irish potato famine.
Yeah, 100%. I think Christmas is really the only one that would have actually, which, I mean, they obviously that's the one they chose, but I think it's really the only one that probably would make for a good movie.
Yeah, because, like, again, there's, like, there's not much mythology with the other ones. Like, Thanksgiving, what's he going to do in Thanksgiving? Like, fight pilgrims and Native Americans?
I don't know. And what kind of formula would they have to take?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Would they have to like repeat the same kind of formula and just mimic this the first movie they have?
I'm really glad they stayed away from Nightmare Before Hanukkah because that one could get into some dicey territory.
Oh wow. Yeah, what are some ones they didn't list on here? What are some Nightmare Before
Father's Day?
Father's Day.
Nightmare Before Father's Day. That's just a Saturday.
Day before Dad sleeps on the couch all afternoon.
Nightmare Before Mother's Day is just when you forget that it was Mother's Day the next day and you have to go get her a last minute gift.
Yep. Nightmare Before Arbor Day.
Nightmare Before Earth Day.
That's every day.
Nightmare Before President's Day. Oh, that'd be fun.
He's just gonna go and take down all the pictures off the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
He's gonna take down all the wax people.
What about like a really obscure holiday? What about like National Hot Dog Day?
Nightmare Before National Hot Dog Day. What's today? National what?
Halloween Day.
Yeah, it's National.
National Day.
National Eating Candy and Dressing Up Day.
October. Let's
see. Yeah, it's probably like a dozen different things, though.
Oh, yeah. It's National Candy Apple Day.
Oh, that's so convenient because it's also Halloween.
I know, right? Weird.
Wait, what are the odds they landed on?
Also, it's day? Also National Carve a Pumpkin Day.
No yesterday, way. Also on Halloween. That is crazy.
Yesterday was National Candy Corn Day, and that day should go away forever.
Yeah.
I agree. And then the 29th was National Internet Day.
I celebrate that every day.
It's also National Cat Day.
Yeah.
Or you can't.
Yeah. There's a national day for anything you can think of.
Yeah, that's why I don't really
like October 22nd was National Caps Lock Day.
I'm just gonna look up National Glasses Day.
My mom has
like June 6th.
Nice.
My mom has a calendar that she looks at every day and will send me like whatever like the national day it is. Like so it'll be the other day she texted me and it was like National like potato bread day or something like that.
Oh my god.
Nice. What am I supposed to do with this?
National Rock Day.
Is that
July 13th?
Wow. Rock music or like the
LA? Like rocks. Like rock. Stones.
What about like national I'm looking around the studio trying to find inspiration. National Jeff Schiffman Day.
Oh, that's probably his birthday. Look up your birthdays. See what the national day is. Oh man, I got a good one. National Maple Syrup Day.
What?
Yeah.
These are bad.
I have National Anthem Day, National Cold Cuts Day, National I Want to Be Happy Day. National Mulled Wine Day.
Mulled wine?
Mulled wine.
Yeah.
Soup It Forward Day and National Hospitalist Day if it falls on the first Thursday in March.
Ooh, you got an exclusive one.
Yeah.
Ben, what are yours?
Yeah, these are pretty bad. National Mango Day.
Ooh.
National Penis. I'm trying to penis fuck. Penis fudge day.
What? What's your birthday again?
July 22nd. National Hammock Day. National Rat Catchers Day. And National Fragile X Awareness Day, which is. Although it's not as bad as July 23rd, which is Gorgeous Grandma Day.
Oh, there's a whole website for these.
Yeah, I know.
What's coming up soon? I want to look at some of these. Like, let's look at tomorrow. National Cook for Your Pets Day. National Calzone Day.
Dude,
it's not letting me go to the next month.
National Cinnamon Day. National
there it is.
Fried Clam. National Family Literacy Day.
All right, we're trying to pull this back to Halloween. Today is the 31st, and it is Halloween.
Yeah.
National Halloween Day. Oh my God. But I think before we spiral a little too much, I think that's all the time we have for our Halloween special.
Yeah.
We'll dive into national holidays again, I'm sure, very soon.
Next national holiday.
Yeah.
How about we just sell every episode? We just pick a national holiday and just say what it is.
And just celebrate.
Yeah.
National holidays for the week.
Just add that on the right before random thoughts or in the intro.
We can open.
We'll do it in the intro. We'll say happy whatever day.
Yeah, there we go. All right.
Just remind me of that.
Yeah, I'm adding it right
now. Thank you all
now
for listening to our Halloween special. thank you for listening to our Halloween special.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Yeah.
Our full normal show will be released tomorrow. Hope everybody has a safe and happy Halloween. Thank you all so much for
listening. Send us your costumes.
Yes, please. We said it on our show. We'll say it on the show tomorrow. We'll say it here today. Send us on Twitter all your costumes. We would love to see what everybody dressed up as throughout all of our listenership on Halloween. Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Bye.